All right, what is up, everybody? New format. This is actually probably the first time you've seen me, too. My name is Jonathan. This beautiful lady I have next to me is...
Amanda.
All right, and this is Lunchtime Hustle. Previously, it was called Office Time with Collab Tactics, which I was in the office by myself. I just didn't think that was as fun as sitting down and talking to somebody, especially somebody who has so much great experience. So, Amanda, if you could just... explain yourself, and then just give us a little bit of insight to your background.
Yeah, absolutely. So, good afternoon, Lunchtime Hustle. I'm so excited to be here and be a part of this. So, a little bit about myself is I have been in sales for 16 years. 16 years I've been in the trenches of sales. But I've had some great success. I've been to President's Club. I've been a top performer. You know, my whole career, so I take a lot of pride in that. I spent some years in leadership as well, and but yeah, sales is definitely something that is, you know, what I do on a daily basis that I truly have a passion for.
I love it. And Amanda said she's been in sales for 16 years, so she started when she was 12.
Okay. Thank you, I appreciate that.
So one thing you guys may not know about me, I've also been in sales about 16 years. As well, we kind of got started around the same time. I've had some positions in individual sales, some in leadership, and then B2B specifically. But I've always had a passion for marketing. And no matter what I've done and what position I've done, I've always found a way to put marketing kind of at the forefront. So I thought this would be cool to have somebody who has such, you know, amazing success with sales and has a great personality, because you need a great personality when it comes to sales. And then for myself, you know, I'm not as hype, right? But I have some great insight when it comes to marketing, specifically working for with businesses. So we wanted to bring more of a individual feel as well as a business feel to this podcast. And, you know, just have some fun. You know, we're silly. I think there's a lot of funny things that happen when it comes to sales. We've all had those customers. We've all had that level of leadership that we've had to deal with. And at the end of the day, you're still just trying to make money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda loves money as far as I remember.
Yeah, right? But my family is my number one motivator, but money is obviously what I need to survive, right? So I think, sales, having that passion, people buy from people, I think that's my greatest strength. So I think having that a personality or something that sets you apart, I think that's really what makes the difference. It makes you successful. So be you. Through and through, and I feel like, you know, hard work will always pay off, so.
Yeah, one thing about Amanda, if you ever get on a call with her, she is her, so it means you're going to have to turn the decibels down so that your ears don't bust.
Yeah, right? That's the number one tip. Number one tip, if you're on a 10, at least a 2, because I will definitely bring it from sun up to sundown, so.
But I think people need that. I think, especially customers, right, people hear from marketers and salespeople all the time, right, so you got to find a way to stand out amongst those people. So, you know, to have that energy, sometimes you can boost somebody's day just by bringing that level of energy. So major kudos to you superstars like Amanda that have the energy. I need about 5 Red Bulls before I can even open my eyes. Okay, that's not even energy, right? And cheers, we
it's Friday,
right? So this is Lunchtime Hustle. Today we have drinks. What drinks do we have today?
This is a Red Bull coconut berry with some lemonade.
Yeah, so we, we always like to have, you know, a sip or something, or, you know, something that's going to motivate us, but also just bring up the energy. So we decided to change and call this Lunchtime Hustle. I have my reason. Amanda has hers. So Amanda, I'll ask you, what does Lunchtime Hustle mean to you?
So for me, it's making sure you take the break. Okay, sales can be very demanding. Leadership, you're going to hear from all day long, right? Especially at the end of the month. We all know if we've been there. So you have to set, I block off an hour every day, which is now turned into a Lunchtime Hustle. So I'm very excited about that. But you have to step away from the business to come back, to reboot, to be ready to take on the rest of the afternoon, right? So Lunchtime Hustle, you can come join us and have some fun, learn some things, and get hyped up for your next sales call.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of the whole idea. We want you guys to come during lunch. Lunch, you know, it's your little time, you know, alone. And if you want that, that's great. But if you want to spend that time with some people that you know, maybe give you some laughs, but also provide some great insight to you, something you can maybe take back to the rest of your day, that's kind of what we are hoping happens. So if that doesn't happen, maybe you'll find a great drink that we provided or a good meal we can recommend, and this will just become a lunch show. Right, so we'll see. We'll start with sales and marketing, but it might just become about food and drink. So we'll see what happens. To me, lunchtime hustle, like I said, is really just a time to kind of have to yourself. I think a lot of times as professionals, we spend so much time on our jobs for our reasons and our motivations. But you have to have that time that you take for yourself, right? I know, Amanda, sometimes you go for walks and stuff like that, right, to have that peace. I just got into yoga, right? So, you know, for all my yogis out there, salute you. But I started doing yoga during lunch, you know, and it's been great. It just allows me to kind of take my mind away, but also just to keep my body active and moving, because we sit in these chairs forever, right? Mm-hmm. And it can be, you know, a pain in the butt. The next day you're waking up sore, you didn't even work out, and it's because you were sitting in that chair for so long. What do you think, Amanda?
I mean, 1,000% agree. Like, sometimes I like to split it, right? So, like I say, movement, music, and, you know, just having that, just you have to block it off. It took me 15 years probably of the 16 where I would work through lunch. I wouldn't step away. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so important, especially with mental health and mental wellness, that you need to an hour. Whatever you want to do, yoga, you know, listen to music, go on a walk, get some vitamin D, it's springtime, right? Like, you have to do whatever makes you happy to, you know, really keep the grind, keep it going day after day. 16 years is a long time. How do I do it? How do I jump out of bed every day? It's because I truly step away and have that lunchtime hustle aspect of my life.
Yeah, lunchtime hustle. You know, she steps away, but I don't know. I think she just has adrenaline in her blood. I've never seen a person so hype, people. Like, this is this woman all the time. You know, we've known each other for a while, and this is her, like, every day, even on a bad day. So she might have a cheat code, but if you can't have the cheat code, you know, just find what motivates you, but also what you can take your time away to do. So let's kind of get into something. This is more of an reintroduction or reintroduction, right? So we're not going to make this as long of a show. Also, it took me probably, like, 20 minutes just to get to this point of sitting down, because I went through like 5 cameras and a bunch of stands, right? So, you know, I'm honestly tired after doing all that. So I'm going to probably take a nap after this. But when we talk about sales, right, when you go into a sales role, a lot of times you're going to have two mindsets. You're going to have your mindset, and you're going to have the mindset of your company, right, and the people that you work for. For me, one thing I've had to try to, you know, teeter the line on is keeping my style and what I feel comfortable doing, with also trying to address what people want from me, right? Can you talk to that a little bit, like trying to keep your way of doing something while also understanding that there's like requirements of you?
I think this is the best way to put it. So when somebody told me, and this is from somebody else, they said, you got to check the boxes of leadership, right? Mm-hmm. And then you move on and you do it your own way. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're going to be held to some kind of KPI or something from, you know, upper leadership that is going to be on your head every day, right? Mm-hmm. So just do it. You got to check the boxes quickly and then move on about how you run your own business. Because in this role, it's like you're running your own business, right? So I look at it that way, that I need to dictate how I operate, because I know what's going to work for me. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work for everybody else, right? So you have to get the noise out of the way and, you know, focus on what's going to make you money and make you successful.
Yeah. I agree with that. You know, for me, I have a little bit, like, Amanda's probably more corporate minded than I am. I'm a bit of a rebel. So sometimes it takes me a couple of times to accept that I'm going to have to do what somebody asking me, because not that I feel that I know the best way, but I know myself, right? And I know what's going to work. So sometimes when I'm being asked to do tasks that I don't feel is going to work with how I need to, like, progress throughout my day, it's kind of hard, right? Now, I will say the problem with that, though, is that you will get kind of caught in quicksand because you're kind of fighting, you know, the system a little bit. So it would be probably good to kind of take on what Amanda said, is just to do it, get it done, and then you have the rest of the time, you know, to do it, right? But still understand it's okay to do your thing as long as it's working. If it's not working, you might need to reach out to someone else. Maybe it's not a leader, but to someone else who is being successful and maybe take something else on, because you never know what you're going to learn from somebody else.
Yeah, right? I absolutely agree with that. And I think that's so important to have that peer-to-peer relationship, mm-hmm. or even just in your, you know, different organizations, like having a go-to person, mm-hmm. because, I mean, I'm all about trying new things if it's going to make me more successful. So mm-hmm. I've never been somebody to close it out and be like, no, I've been doing it all these years. I know everything. I do not, right? So mm-hmm. I think it's very valuable to have those peer-to-peer and internal, like, organization, like, having those relationships. I think it's paramount in your career.
Okay. Yeah, I love that, and I agree. So, Amanda, let me ask you a question. How would you describe your sales style?
So, for me, my number one is building rapport. I think for me, like I talked about at the beginning, my personality, who I am, people buy from people who they like, who they trust, who they know is going to have their back. From that first conversation, like, people, like, you know, instantly their walls come down. Like, yeah, I have high energy, but it's like they know, they feel, right? They feel that I'm going to be that person that's going to have their back, right? Through that transition, through that, you know, transformation of their business, right? So, it's so important to build rapport and, like, really just share who you are. Like, I think a lot of times we're grown professionals, right? Sharing a little bit about who you are as a person outside of this. Yeah, like, look, I run half marathons. Like, that's something I'm very passionate about. Who gets up and runs, you know, 12 miles on a Saturday morning?
Not me.
I do, right? I'm a very dedicated, disciplined, structured kind of person. So I think for me, my style, number one, is always important to me to start with building rapport and, like, building a real relationship. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you have a real relationship and you're honest and upfront about who you are as a person and what you're going to get, then they can align. And not everybody's going to be a good fit, right? Mm-hmm. But at least you are honest and true to who you are. And somebody told me that a long time ago, that was what I needed to do, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's what I think. Building rapport is number one for me, having a strong foundation at the beginning. And it's a two-way street, right? So I feel like if I'm like, these are my expectations, this is what I, you know, value in a relationship with a customer, do you align? Do you think we can check? You know what I mean? And having those upfront conversations, like conversation number one. Mm-hmm. I think building rapport is the most important in my relationships, like having that throughout, like, you know, because I have customers for years, you know, upon years. So I think that's the most important to me.
And you've closed, like, some big deals because of the relationship. Right.
Always.
Like
Number one, relationship.
Yeah. The product was there and I think the product fit. Right. But you told me, like, when it really came down to it, it was the relationship you had built with them. And that's why they wanted to move forward.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Like, I literally get emails like, if it wasn't for you, Amanda, one yesterday, like, hey, you are the best, Amanda. You are the best. Like, mm-hmm. literally, they don't want to deal with anybody else if they meet me. Right. So I think, and I take a lot of pride in that. Mm-hmm. Because I am somebody that's going to follow up. I am a woman of my word. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. I'm going to push everybody internally to make sure that I can, you know, honor what I'm going to say. So I think that I take a lot of pride in that. So it's always, I've literally got an email. I won a huge deal, you know, where it's like, you know, you were the person that sent me a personalized coffee mug. You were the person that sent me a handwritten note. Like, mm-hmm. who does that? Right. So I think it's like thinking outside of the box and setting yourself up and kind of backing who you are. If that's the person you are, then that's something I would do, right? So mm-hmm. I've definitely won a ton of, been very successful based upon just that.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I think that people ignore the relationship that the individual can provide versus the company, right? I mean, think about it. People can go and they can do all the research they want. They can learn everything about the company, but 9 times out of 10, they're picking the person that they're doing the business with. Right.
And that's why I'm not afraid of no robots, because there's not going to be a robot that's going to be like me. So I'm not afraid of what the future brings, because I just don't think that anybody can replace me.
Oh my God. Can you imagine robot Amanda? Wow.
So I'm going to be here for however
whole
long
sales org.
I want to stay in sales. So, yeah.
Hey, well, you said you've had managers that wanted, like, a team of you. So
yeah. They always say they want 10 of me. If they had 10 of me, we'd all be successful. So I love that.
Well, hopefully we got some time for that. Well, I mean, I agree with that. I love that. I think for me, like, my style is very educational, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like teaching people is important. I feel like if you can give somebody some brief and quick value, you ain't got to give away the entire house, right? But just give them, you know, a little bit of foundation to work with. I feel like, you know, you can really build a relationship with somebody, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So for me, when I go into conversations, a lot of times, it's like, how can I provide immediate education and insight for you, right? How can I give you that value? Maybe you have a brief or something that came and they didn't, like, explain it as simple as it could be, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm very simple in my in the way that I project things out to people and how I explain things. I can be technical, but in a way that's very easy to understand. So that's the first thing that I'm trying to do when I build relationships with people. But it still goes back to the relationship, mm-hmm. right? So just understand, the reason I want to bring this up is because you have to know what your style is. You have to know what's important to you, because that's going to be how you go into every conversation with people. Mm-hmm. It's going to be how you have your, send emails. And it's going to be how you interact with your own colleagues and your management as you look to, like, progress in your career, right? So always think about that. What's your style? What's your way of doing business? What's your cadence, and moving from there?
Yep,
that
I agree.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, guys, so that's what we have today. 15 minutes, quick. We might step it up to 30 minutes next time.
You might have a yoga workout. You never know.
We might just be doing yoga next time, or we might just be cooking, because maybe it's just going to be a cooking show. I don't know. We have to see what y'all like, if you actually like this, and you like the value that we're bringing to you. So if you can, feel free on any of the podcasts, leave a comment, send me a message on Instagram at Collab Tactics. Whatever you think works. If you just want to hear from Amanda and you're like, I'd rather just look at her, not this guy. That I'm not allowing that to happen. I'm going to be here. You're going to hear from me. But you can tell me that. I'm okay with that. I'll take that feedback. So I normally have a sign off. You have a sign off?
I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't. I did not come up with it. But I was like, all right, you always say something at the end. So what is our lunchtime hustle sign off?
Our lunchtime hustle sign off is to be you, be magical, and keep getting that money.
I can get down with that.
You can get down with that?
Yeah.
Be you, be magical, keep getting that money. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.